Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, we may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who is already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's February 1st, 1939, and the title is Merrick's Outlaws. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. After the Civil War, the eyes of Eastern financiers were turned to the West. There they saw a great new country ready for development. Railroads were built, the cattle industry was encouraged, and capital was provided for mining ventures. But there were some unscrupulous men with a power of wealth behind them who tried to exploit the new territory and rob the honest settlers. The masked rider of the plains fought their hired gunmen and exposed their schemes. It was he, more than any other man, who preserved the true American democracy of the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young and adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for the Rio Grande! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Our story opens in a luxurious New York office. A group of sleek, well-fed men are sitting around a large table and...
Gentlemen.
You've heard from this fellow, what's his name, Link Fisher, Merrick?
I have. He replied by Pony Express. I have his message here.
And his message?
His report is most encouraging. Most encouraging. Finley, Rogers, Logan... I believe we stand well in the way to double our fortune.
Good. Good.
Is Link Fisher to be trusted?
As long as we make it worth his while. Oh, he's to be trusted. He'll not get half what we'll pay him from anyone else.
I've heard some ugly things about the man.
Exactly. That's why I know he's the man for us.
Well, what does he say? Has he found anyone to act for us south of the border?
He has. And let me see. He writes, yes... A man by the name of Fernando Perez.
Perez?
A half-breed. Quite a fellow from what Fisher writes. He makes his headquarters in the mountains beyond the Rio Grande.
I see.
Calls himself a liberator.
Calls himself that?
Others call him less polite things.
An outlaw, I suppose.
An accomplished one. Fisher writes that Perez has gathered quite a band of half-breeds, peons, and crooks north of the border. So far, he's stood off the troops of two governments. I think with the money and arms supplied by us... He'll have the strength to seize most of the southern basin of the Rio Grande.
And in exchange for money and arms?
We get the concessions we want. Hmm. Some of the finest grazing lands on the continent. The right to develop what mines we wish. And a promise not to interfere with the transportation of gold and cattle north of the border.
But what happens to our investment if Mexico City sends enough troops to drive Perez out?
We'll make every effort to see that that doesn't happen. And if, by chance, those efforts fail...
Yes?
Then I think we can still make out a good case in our favor. We can claim that we entered into negotiations with Perez in good faith. That we believed his government stable. Nothing need be known of the assistance we gave him. No, gentlemen... I'm convinced we have nothing to fear unless, of course, we're to be frightened by a masked man.
What's that?
You say a masked man, Merrick? What nonsense is that?
As I thought that would amuse you. Link Fisher writes that he believes some fellow out there they call the Lone Ranger suspects what's up.
Well, who does he represent?
No one but himself, as I understand it.
You mean this Link Fisher really believes that one man, a masked man, could make us trouble? Oh, well, that is amusing.
Fisher must be nervous. Well, are we all agreed to go through with this?
One of us should go down there, don't you think, Merrick? I'd like to know more about Perez.
I'm going myself.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I'll leave before the end of the week. I intend to talk to Perez personally. And I want to see what difficulties there'll be in getting the arms across the border.
Well, if you're going, I'm satisfied. I don't envy you the trip.
Oh, it won't be so bad. I'll take the cars to Kansas City, stagecoach to El Paso. I'll meet Fisher not far from there. And at the first opportunity, he and I will slip across the border and interview.
You don't take to riding horseback so good, do you, Mr. Merrick?
Saddle's no worse than some of the stages on the way out here.
I reckon not.
How much farther have we to go?
Sure, we ain't no more than cross the Rio. Still got to get to them foothills up ahead before we meet up with Perez.
Foothills?
Well, it's a mite dark to see good, Mr. Merrick. But you just look on ahead. And where you see something that's blacker than the rest of what you can see, then you're looking at the hills.
Perez is expecting us, Link?
Yep. Told him we'd cross the border tonight. He'll be waiting for us, all right.
By the way, that masked man you mentioned, the Lone Ranger, what on earth made you worry about him?
If you was acquainted in the West, that's something you wouldn't have to ask.
But you wrote as though he were quite alone.
Uh-huh. He is, except for a redskin.
Then I don't see...
Excuse me for interrupting, Mr. Merrick, but it's a fact you don't see. You can take my word for it, I'd rather have a whole regiment of soldiers after me than that, hombre. He's plain poison. And when he takes a hand in the game, you can bet the fur's gonna fly. Yes, sir.
I represent millions in money. You have a dozen good men, and from what you told me, Perez has a band of at least 300. That masked man couldn't possibly spoil our plans.
Didn't say he could. He's likely to pester us some.
How do you know he got wind of our plans?
One of my boys seen his engine pod talking with the breed from Perez's gang. Lem had a hunch the engine was pumping the breed.
Was the breed questioned afterwards?
Shucks, Lem never got close enough to be sure which one he was. But I ain't worried if you ain't. The only real ticklish job we got is getting them arms across the Rio. After that, it should be clear sailing.
How many government troops are on this side of the border?
Just a company. Captain Gonzalez commanding. They ain't nowheres near here. Fact is, they don't even know where Perez is hiding out. If they did, it wouldn't do them no good. They ain't half armed.
Yeah, I see.
And besides...
What was that?
A horse. Sure as shooting. Pull that.
Pull that.
Listen. See if you can hear it again.
No.
Maybe it wasn't nothing. Come on, get up there.
Get up there.
Rein in those horses.
Well, in luck.
I set the hold.
Hold there.
Now up with your hands.
Who are you? Where in blazes are you?
Come, Tonto. Stay there still, old fellow.
Mast, Silver, Tonto. It's the Lone Ranger.
Dismount. Keep an eye on them, Tonto.
Tonto, watch them.
Dismount.
This is an outrage.
What in tarnation do you want?
I've been waiting for you, Link, and you, Merrick.
Look here, you can't touch us. We're not in the States.
And I'm not the law.
Yes. There's a holdup.
You can call it that. Stand where you are and keep your hands raised. If you move, Tonto will fire.
What are you aiming to do?
I'm searching Merrick.
I'm not carrying money.
And I'm not interested in your money. What are these?
Oh, they're letters. They can't do you any good.
We'll see. I think I'll keep them.
This is robbery.
Merrick, you're up to something, and I'm going to find out what it is.
I suspect
certain things. I'm going to make sure my suspicions are correct. They are, I'll act.
Ain't you acting kind of high-handed?
Link, I know you and your reputation. Merrick here represents interests that are among the most powerful in the country.
Yeah? Well, what of it?
I believe Merrick is behind some plan which, if successful, will threaten the good relations existing between the States and Mexico. He and his kind are responsible for the suspicion which the people on this side of the border hold us. You and your kind, Link, will play any scheming crooked game. The stakes are worth your while.
You don't know a thing. You're guessing.
I had to make guesses up to this point, Merrick. But with these letters to identify me as you, I won't have to guess much longer.
Say, are you crazy enough to go to Perry's camp and palm yourself off for Merrick here?
Perhaps.
You'll never get away with it.
It's worth trying.
What are you going to do with us?
There's a Pueblo village a few miles from here. You can start walking.
You're keeping the horses?
We are.
No, wait, please.
On your way before I change my mind.
Mr. Merrick. Ain't no use arguing with these hombres. I told you what the masked fellow was like.
Walk miles?
It's not too far.
Come on.
You'll pay for this. I won't forget. You'll pay.
Come on and save your breath for walking.
Why you let him go?
I have a reason, Kemosabe.
You go to outlaw camp?
Yes, in disguise.
But then get horse from village, ride fast to outlaw, tell outlaw you masked feller.
Exactly. Tonto, we're going to try an old trick.
And what that?
If they hurry, Merrick and Link will reach that village in an hour. They'll buy or borrow horses and get to Perez just as fast as they can. I'm going to pose as Merrick and be with Perez when they arrive. I'll give them the chance to expose me.
Me not savvy.
I'll be in no real danger because I'll be expecting them. As soon as they arrive, I'll make my escape.
Then what do?
They'll see me leave and feel free to talk over their plans. They won't know that you're close by.
That good idea.
There are only a few men with Perez now. Most of them are farther back in the hills.
That's right.
Perez is in that cabin at the mouth of Spruce Canyon. If he keeps guard in his usual manner, you shouldn't have any trouble approaching.
Tonto, do that.
And if anything does go wrong, if they do get the drop on me, you'll be there to help.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Later, if I get free, I want to talk to Captain Gonzalez. If he's told where that gang's hiding, he may be able to defeat Perez once and for all.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Before reaching Spruce Canyon, the Lone Ranger halted again and, with Tonto's aid, assumed a disguise. Then, when the Indian's keen ears heard the far-off sound of approaching hoofs, the Lone Ranger rode boldly into the outlaw's camp.
Oh, fellow! Oh, boy! Oh.
Who comes?
Take me to your leader!
Who is there?
A gringo, Excellency.
You're Fernando Perez?
Si. And you, Senor?
I'll step inside. I think you can guess my business. It'll be better if we have privacy.
You are Senor Merrick?
These letters should identify me.
It is so. But Senor Fisher, where is he? Why does he not come?
He met with some trouble. He'll be along very soon, however.
Trouble? Then why...
I haven't much time. Let's get down to terms. Here.
Sit down, Perez.
You are very sudden, senor. You are in a big hurry, no?
You can understand why.
Of a certainty.
I don't believe in preliminaries. You know what I want. I know what you want. The only thing that remains to be settled is the exact terms and the manner of carrying them out.
You put it well.
I'll hear what you have to say first, Perez. If I don't like it, I'll tell you.
Senor from the north, perhaps you do not understand me. I am Fernando Perez, a great liberator. My heart, she bleed for my poor countrymen.
You needn't pretend for my benefit. I'm still waiting to hear your terms.
I will need money, much money. You comprehend how these things are.
I understand. How much money?
$100,000.
That's a large figure.
But think, senor, in 1 year, in 1 year only, you will make twice $100,000 from the ground in gold alone.
Very well. And what more?
I need arms, senor. Arms for 1,000 men.
You haven't 1,000 men. I doubt that you've got 300.
That is so. But with money and arms, I will soon have plenty more.
Outlaws like yourself.
Senor! I do not like the way you speak.
I said once we needn't pretend. I know you're nothing but an outlaw, no matter what you call yourself, and you know it. We'll leave it like that.
What is that?
Link, probably. Step over here, Perez, away from the window. There's something to show you. I don't want your men to see it.
You show me something?
This, Diablo.
Make a move and I'll shoot. I'm the man you met wearing a mask. Inside, Merrick.
You imposter.
You call him Senor Merrick?
He is Merrick. I never claimed to be, did I?
Caramba, what is this?
Stand where you are. I found out what I wanted and I'm leaving. Don't try to stop me.
Perez, what have you told that fella?
He is outside. After him. After him. Catch him. 100, 500 pesos. The hombre to catch him.
Tell your men to stay where they are. They ain't got no more chance of catching that fella than you have of dodging the rope.
But if he is not Senor Merrick, then he is a spy.
That's just half of it.
So?
That hombre is the Lone Ranger. You and all your men can chase after him from now till Merrick here turns honest. And then you won't catch him. Because the horse that can outrun that white stallion of his just ain't been born.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger left the half-breed's camp, he rode across the hills into the valley and over the level plain toward the distant garrison of dragoons commanded by Captain Gonzalez. The sun had risen and the garrison was astir before he reached his destination. At the sight of the powerful white horse beating toward the small cluster of buildings, the company of men shouted a greeting. When the startled soldiers saw that the Lone Ranger was masked and were about to fire at him, Captain Gonzalez raised his hand in a sharp warning gesture. Then he called out to the approaching horseman.
It is the mask, hombre! My friend, you are welcome.
Who there?
What brings you here?
You remember me, Captain?
Always I will remember, Senor with the mask. You have been a friend to me and to my country.
I bring you news.
See?
News of Fernando Perez.
Perez, pig. He's a blood on Mexico.
Captain, I can take you to him. His men are on the hills to the east.
You can take me there, senor? Bueno. Oh, but no, it is no use.
No use?
You see me a captain of dragoons, my friend, and without arms. No, senor, it cannot be. What use are my brave hombres if they have not the guns with which to fight?
Why haven't they?
I have been sent arms, but they are mucho malo. They are no good. Old guns, senor. Guns that will not shoot.
More grafting army contractors, huh?
Si.
I have other news.
And that?
I don't take pride in telling you, Captain Gonzalez. Does my countrymen no honor, but you will have to know.
Si?
There are certain American men with a great deal of money who realize that a decisive stroke now might force you and your men out of this district. They are willing to pay to see that stroke delivered.
I have heard rumors.
I have more than rumors to go on. I have the facts.
How you find this out?
A friend of Tonto's, one of your countrymen, who Perez is forced to join his gang, was able to warn us that Perez expected visitors from the north last night. That gave me a chance to find out definitely that those Americans are going to give Perez help, both with money and arms.
And Tonto, where is he?
to remain behind to learn their plans, if possible. He'll meet me here.
That is well. You and I, my friend, we shall have the chance to talk.
And perhaps, Captain, when Tonto arrives, we'll have the chance to act.
It was several hours later that Tonto arrived to join the masked man and Captain Gonzalez. The news he brought was all that the Lone Ranger needed to put his plan into action.
Captain, I think your problem is solved.
Solved?
Tonto has told us that Link Fisher and his men will have the arms ready for smuggling across the border in about 2 weeks.
Then what will we do, Senor? I cannot get the arms for my men in 2 weeks.
But you can.
Eh?
The arms Link will bring into the country. We'll take them.
But how, Senor? We do not know how they will be sent. We do not know what trail they will take, what night they will choose.
Tonto and I will take care of that.
But Tonto, he say Perez is sending an escort to guard the arms. How can my men attack?
Tonto also said that Perez would send a messenger to Lincoln Merrick with a map telling what route the wagons with arms should follow to cross the Rio Grande.
See, but I don't...
Here, Silver. Call Scout Kimosabe. We're riding.
Here, Scout.
You have the plan?
Just the beginnings of one, Captain.
Then what is the plan?
Just an idea. I'll have to know more before I can work it out. Ready, Tonto?
Huh? Tonto ready.
We're returning to the hills, Captain, but you'll hear from us. Come on,
get
Silver.
Up, Scout.
Days passed slowly. Captain Gonzalez, knowing the fate of the territory entrusted to his protection hung in the balance, was impatient for word from the masked man. Fernando Perez, preparing to strike at the earliest moment, assembled his ragged forces in the hills. North of the border, Merrick and Link Fisher busied themselves with their conspiracy. On an evening 2 weeks later, they were seated at a table in the cafe at High Mesa, a small town west of El Paso, and...
Everything is ready, Link?
Close to it, Mr. Merrick. Roof was to pick up them last cases of guns today.
Did he get them?
Most likely. He'll be here before long to report. If anything had gone wrong, we'd have heard from him before this. Here he comes now.
Howdy, Mr. Merrick. Howdy, Link.
Sit down.
Sure.
Get them guns.
Give the word and we'll start.
Perez's man was to reach here earlier this evening. Why doesn't he come?
Now, don't get nervous.
But I've seen a breed come off the road on horseback just as I was coming in. Maybe that was him.
Then where is he?
If it's the one you're looking for, he's likely just about hitching his horse to the wreck. Hey, who's that?
Pedro. That's the fellow, Mr. Merrick.
Good.
Hi there, Pedro. Over here.
Good evening, senor.
Evening. Have a chair and rest your bone.
Gracias.
Perez, give you something to bring us, Pedro.
Si. Is this.
The map.
Here, let's see.
Shucks, this won't be hard to follow.
We'll head for Vermilion Creek, run alongside it till it enters the Rio, then cross just above. I recollect that crossing is a good one.
Then we'd better... What's funny?
Something tickle you, Pedro?
It's most funny, senor. I laugh because tonight I meet the man with mask, and he find nothing.
What's that?
The masked man.
What happened? If he's seen this man...
No, he's not see it. This is what is funny. He stopped me, hold a gun on me, search me. Oh, he search most well. He search from head to foot and still he find nothing.
Yeah?
For all the time he search me, the map she's safe in my saddlebag. And there he's not look.
Where was that engine he travels with?
The redskin I do not see, amigo.
That was a close one.
And he's still taking a hand in this game. I say we should get those arms across the border before he does discover something. Right now.
I'm with you on that. Come on, fellas.
We can be across before daylight if we get a hustle on.
And Perez will have an escort waiting for us.
Si, senor. You need have no fear, this soldier.
Good. Into your saddles, friends. Tonight we do things.
Merrick and his companions made their way from town and raced to the isolated arroyo where the arms and wagons were concealed. Orders were shouted, the wagons hitched up, the secret journey to the Rio Grande begun.
Head the horses for Vermilion Creek. Come on, get started.
Vermilion Creek was found and followed southward. A bright moon lit the way for the caravan. It revealed the level valley for miles, but there was no sign of United States troopers. At last they reached the Rio Grande, and as the last wagon struggled up the farther bank, A band of shabbily dressed horsemen appeared from beyond the rise. They shouted a greeting from the distance, and Link replied with,
Howdy, friends. We got here all right. We brought you guns and ammunition aplenty. It's the escort from Perez, fellas. Now to reach the hills, pass out these guns and watch the lid blow off.
In the meantime, Perez waited in the cabin that served him as headquarters for the escort he had dispatched to return with the wagons. Hour after hour passed. He had expected their arrival shortly after dawn. But the sun rose, climbed the eastern sky, and was almost midway in the heavens when the sound of hoofs sent him eagerly to the door.
Diablo, the arms! Where are the wagons? What has happened? Why are the wagons not here?
Oh, my general, the wagons do not come.
Impossible.
But it is so, I swear it. We wait while we are told. I send men to ride this way, that way, to hunt them out. But they are not to be found.
Stupid fool, you have made the mistake.
No, something has gone wrong.
Ah.
What will we do?
You! When I find the hombre who is responsible for this, I will kill him!
Sapristi! The dragoons!
They dare not attack us! They have no arms!
But look! They come! Diablo! Fire! See! Kill! Fight! Fight! Or we are done!
The Lone Ranger led the fierce charge upon the stronghold of the outlaws. Behind him came Tonto, and behind Tonto, leading his shouting, exultant men, came Captain Gonzalez. The battle was soon joined. Perez, desperate, terrified, unable to understand what had happened, frantically urged his forces to resistance. For the better part of an hour, the fighting raged between soldiers and outlaws. And wherever the need was the greatest, there was the masked man.
Captain Silver! This way, Tonto!
The outlaws, though outnumbering the soldiers, soon lost all spirit for the fight. At first singly, then in increasing numbers, they threw down their arms and begged to be spared. At last, even Perez, though he knew death before a firing squad awaited his capture, conceded defeat. He dropped his guns, raised his hands high above his head, and stumbled toward Captain Gonzalez.
I give up. Mercy, Capitan, mercy. I give up. Mercy, mercy, please, mercy.
The battle won, Captain Gonzalez gathered the leaders of the conspiracy in the cabin that had belonged to Fernando Perez. There the masked man pointed toward the cringing figure of Merrick.
Captain, this is the man behind the whole thing. It was his money that financed these outlaws, his partners in the East. Your government acts through Washington, they'll get the punishment they deserve.
That will be done, my friend.
Blasted, I still don't savvy this. How'd you get on to where we planned to cross the river with the wagons? Pedro said you never seen the map he brought us. You couldn't just guess it.
I didn't see the map.
Then how did
you... But Tonto did. I kept Pedro's attention while I searched him. Tonto went through the saddlebags. He found the map, made a few changes, then replaced it.
We fooled Pedro good.
As a matter of fact, you never had a chance. We knew you had the arms and wagons concealed in that arroyo, waiting for word from Perez.
I don't believe it. If you knew so much, why did you let us start out at all? Why didn't you just report us to the American soldiers?
For a very good reason. They would have confiscated the arms and the plot would have been spoiled. Perez, however, would still have been at large.
This way we capture you with the arms, Perez, and finish it all up at once.
I should have known better than to take a job that'll send me up again to masked man. Merrick, I told you what was likely to happen.
How was I to know?
And that trick of the masked man's and having the soldiers dress up like they was from Perez and meeting us at the border like they was the escort we was looking for. That's the trick that done for us.
Well, by thunder, the next time...
But, Senor Fisher, there will be no next time. You will get what you deserve. And look, there is the man who has saved this valley for my country.
Come on, Silver, old boy! There's adventure on the trail ahead! Hail, Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.